Diagnosing mental disorders has always been a tricky business. With doctors often relying on little more than observation, experience, and the occasional intuition. Once the labels are applied, however, they stick, and medical texts tend to accept the results as truth. Reporting, say, that twice as many women suffer from depression as men or that twice as many men suffer from alcoholism. Similarly, women are said to be more prone to anxiety disorders. While men may lean toward conditions stemming from impulsiveness and violence. Is there something about our psychology that makes one gender more vulnerable to some disorders than others? Or does it have more to do with social roles? And if environment is the determining factor, will the illness that beset each sex change as society evolves? Researchers seeking to answer those questions come up against a confusing mess of variables. Everything from changing hormone levels to a patient's willingness to admit that a problem exists. But last summer, a researcher at Stanford University tried to wave away some of the fog. Turhan Conley showed nearly 100 photographs, some of emotionally neutral objects, like a traffic signal, others of emotionally unsettling things, like a dead body, to 12 men and 12 women. 3 weeks later, he showed the subjects the same images and found that the women were 15% more likely to have accurately remembered the emotionally charged pictures than the men were. Brain scans produced by magnetic resonance imaging suggested why. The women stored both memory and the emotion linked with it in the same parts of the brain, while the men stored the emotion and the memory in different parts. If women are better integrated emotional organisms, that difference may begin in the womb, when hormones such as estrogen and progesterone help shape the function and structure of the brain. The hormones have very measurable effects, says Dr. Nada Stotland, professor of psychiatry at Rush Medical College in Chicago. Similar hormonal increase later in life may have an equally profound impact, triggering higher rates of depression among women. Other, though less clear, physical differences may explain why boys are more likely than girls to develop such illnesses as autism. But while biology is important, nobody can discount environment. Girls are taught early that the best way to manage feelings is to dredge them up and air them out. Boys are taught the value of silence. Later in life, says psychologist Paula Kaplan of Brown University, women are thus more likely to come forward and ask for help.